الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islam is all about, meaning what it is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to the authentic or practicing the authentic rites and rituals of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that that our class is about to begin, the Islamic faith and focus is about to begin. And do not forget to have your Quran next to you and a paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And by the way, those who are new listeners to our program, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. And those who attend our class every week, welcome back to class. Today we're going to talk about, or today's topic or subject will be honesty, or being honest. This honesty is very important in Islam, and I'm going to explain some of the very basic things about Islam and honesty and its view about it. One person said that I heard Prophet Muhammad saying, any man whom Allah has given the authority of ruling some people and he does not look after them in an honest manner will never feel even the smell of what? Of paradise. So the person have the authority, but the person does not conduct and doesn't watch over the people in a truthful and honest way, that person will not feel, that smell first will not smell the fruits, will not smell paradise, which is a very beautiful smell, a smell like we never smelled before here on earth. Also, the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, the two parties to a transaction have the choice so long as they do not separate. If they are honest and open, this transaction will be blessed. But if they tell lies and conceal anything, the blessing of their transaction will be lost. Let me kind of explain this just a little bit. This sort of goes into the financial area of Islam, but I'm going to try to break it down as much as I can and explain it to you. What it is, for example, if I'm going to sell you a car, my car, and then we are together, we both agree on it and that sort of thing. I honestly tell you what I know about the car, and you say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and buy the car. Okay, you buy the car. But I really wasn't truly honest with you. Our transaction is blessed if I'm truly honest with you, I'm upfront with you, you're upfront with me, those kind of things. But the thing is that if I know there's certain things wrong with this vehicle I'm selling you, and I don't reveal this to you, and then you can have a choice either pay the price we agreed upon or maybe pay a lesser price for that vehicle. Because you found out from me that the vehicle has this problem or that problem, but it still runs or whatever the case may be. And you may still want it, but that's your choice. As long as you're aware of what's going on, it's your choice that you can go ahead and purchase the vehicle the way it is. So that's what we're talking about here. The blessing is that you and I are making this deal, everything is fine from your side, my side, and then we separate, and we got a blessed deal. But if we got a situation where no, there's something wrong with this vehicle, I don't reveal it to you, and then you drive away with it, and something happens, whatever, then of course for me, I would feel bad about it because I should have told you, and then you would sort of like let the buyer beware of what's going on with this particular vehicle. So I have to be straight up with you. I have to be honest with you, and you also as the buyer has to be honest with me and straight up with me. And also if you're the seller, you be straight up with me and honest with me. So I just wanted to sort of mention that a little bit to you when you're talking about honest. Honest is very, very important in Islam. And this is one of the times that I mentioned before, is that the person if they're in charge of people and they have to conduct their authority over the people in an honest manner. And then I mentioned just now, if they had the transaction between myself and someone else, we had to be straight up honest with each other. So let me move on. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said, "There will come to the people years of treachery, when a liar will be regarded as honest, and an honest man will be regarded as a liar." And so it goes on more and more, which I really won't get into that, but then now maybe I will. Okay, and the person who is a tyrant will be regarded as faithful, and the faithful man will be regarded as a tyrant. And to the end of this particular, hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, where it's going to come like that, where it's going to, person that is honest, people going to see him as not being honest. Person that's a liar, people going to see him as being an honest person. Which is, of course, none of this is good at all. It's like we're switching places. The dishonest person is looked at being honest and believed, and a person who is honest would be the one that people are not going to believe, and that's the one person that they're going to trust. So we have to be very, very careful about who we trust, and are they telling us the right information? Are they honest? And the thing is, for a lot of information, particularly we have the internet and at least all over the world, and some information is not all good on the internet, and some information is pretty good. And so the thing is, you can find out for yourself the information. I tell many of my students, or when I give various talks, that a lot of this information you can find out for yourself, and you don't have to be told about it. Or the same information that many other people that talk to you, including myself, is information you can find for yourself. Some books might be a little bit heavy, need some more, a little more explanation, but not all books. All terms or all presentations of things do not need any heavy what you call explanation from this godly person, or this person that's way on this lofty hill, if you will, and you got to walk up the hill in order to get to them so they can break off some wisdom or some knowledge to you. And so I try to get that across to people, and you all included, of course. What I'm telling you, what I'm explaining to you about various aspects of Islam for the last few years I've been doing this, as my students, I'm your teacher, you can always go and find out this information for you on your own. And if the information that you find out is stronger and better than mine, then okay, it's up to you. You don't have to pay attention to my information. Or you had some added information, additional information to what I already gave to you. But that would be totally up to you. That would be totally your choice. I'm giving you some basic information about Islam and what Islam is and what Islam is not. And that's all that I'm doing. And then I'm sort of planting the seed and then let it grow from there. You are seekers of knowledge, but Talabit Aram, the seeker of knowledge. Then you go and you seek more knowledge about this particular subject, about honesty, embrace all the different subjects that I talked about in the past few years that I've been conducting on this particular class. But let me move on. And I want to mention just one other thing before I move on, and that is, we don't have this kind of thing in Islam where, and some people do think this, where only I will interpret Quran for you. The Book of Allah, Kitabullah, only I will do that. Don't listen to me. Put your book on the shelf and don't worry about it. I'll translate for you. I'll interpret for you. And a lot of times in that, what it may, Quran or whatever it is, whatever book, I would interpret it for you. And maybe initially a person started interpreting it correctly, but then later on, sort of the power gets to them, the authority gets to them, and the shaitan gets to them, and seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, the cursed one. And you get kind of big-headed. And you see a lot of that, and maybe some of the different religious organizations that you practice in, where the top person is the one that had all the knowledge coming from him or from her, and you just follow them, and that's it. You almost follow them like sheep, and that's it, going to slaughter. And so I don't want none of my students to ever be like that. You all have great wisdom, and I want you to utilize that wisdom, that smarts that Allah gave you, and then you can listen to what I'm saying, and you can also go to the masjid, place of worship for the Muslim, and find out more information about Islam. Be careful sometimes, because some of the information you may get online may not be sound information. People may have another agenda and present Islam in a bad way, and you believe that is Islam. That right there is Islam, and no, that right there is not Islam. And what the people are talking about, they want you to think a certain way about Muslims and think a certain way about Islam, which is usually negative, and then you follow that and you pass that on to someone else. But I pray that you're in my class and that you pass on what I'm teaching you to other people. And anything that I'm teaching you, it comes straight from the books, and you can look this information up for yourself. So let me go on. It's also related by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. He said, or someone said about him, we went out with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessing be upon him, and the people were trading early in the morning. He called them, O merchants, and when they looked up and they saw, like they crammed their necks and said, or they kind of twisted their necks and said, the merchandise will be raised on a day of resurrection as immortal people, apart from those who fear Allah and act righteously and speak the truth, meaning those who are honest. In other words, the merchants will be raised up on the day of resurrection as evildoers, except those who fear Allah and are honest and speak the truth. We don't want to be dishonest with people. We want to be raised up on the day of judgment. We all got to go before Allah on the day of judgment, and they're going to judge for us or against us, and we get paid according to our deeds. And so what I'm saying to you is that we have to be very, very careful, because he was talking to the merchants, and some of them may be evildoers. And the evildoers, we will be in trouble on the day of judgment. But those who fear Allah and honest and speak the truth, they won't be in trouble with Allah. Allah be happy with those individuals. I know there was a time in earlier Islam, I believe it was, is that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he felt these dates, and they felt kind of wet. I hope I'm telling the story correctly. And they felt kind of wet, some portions of them when it felt wet. And so, because dates are normally dry. Some of them are real sweet, some like, I mean, just like kind of melt in your mouth. And so he said something to the man, like, you know, what's going on here? And then he basically said, well, you know, I kind of switched them out a little bit. They're older day. He said something to him, whatever it was, upon Muhammad, peace be upon him, he corrected the man. He said, no, don't do this. Don't cheat the people. Don't treat the people like that. You know, basically without informing them that, look, these dates right here, the wet ones are the ones I had from last night or whatever it is, or they get caught in the rain, whatever you, but just tell them the truth and then let them decide if they want to purchase a date or not purchase a date. They may not have any problem with purchasing a date or whatever it is, or the food or the car, like, as I mentioned before. So the merchant, the ones who are merchants, they don't want to be raised up or rise up on the day of resurrection as evildoers, because they cheated the people. For example, and you probably know what I'm talking about. You can probably go online to find this kind of information. Now, you may even know people who do this. A person in the marketplace, and they may, for example, I may pick out, say for example, 10 oranges. And then the person will bag the orange up, but then underneath his counter, where I can't see, he may have a bag of maybe 6 or 7 oranges. And so he switches quickly and gives me 6 or 7 oranges instead of giving me the 10 oranges, but he's going to charge me for 10 oranges. That is not an honest person, and that is an evildoer. Or the person sort of put the food or whatever on the scale, whatever their bananas, whatever it is, and they may even put their finger on there to make it seem like you have more poundage inside the scale, and so you're going to pay more money, but you don't. You, for example, you may only have 4 pounds or something, but it says 5 or 6 pounds, and so you're gonna pay for 5 or 6 pounds, and we can't do that Islamically. We have to be honest. Because why? Because Allah says so, and the Prophet says so. It doesn't matter how much that money looks good to you, or it's gonna fat in your pockets and that of your family. No, we can't be honest or dishonest with the people. We have to be very honest with the people. That's a place in a marketplace, and we would go and we would seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan when we go into the marketplace, where a lot of dishonest things take place in the marketplace. And so I just want to mention just those things to you all about being honest. It's very important, very important in Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he told us two hadith, meaning two speeches, two things he relayed to the people. One of which I have seen, and I'm still waiting for the other. He told us honesty was preserved in the roots of men's hearts. Meaning, in the middle of man's heart, then the Quran was revealed, and we learned it from the Quran and the Sunnah, the practice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Then he told us about his disappearance, saying, a man will go to sleep, and honesty will be taken away from his heart, and only its traces, or only its trace will remain. Just a little bit of his heart, his honesty will remain. Like spots without color. Then he will go to sleep again, and the remainder of honesty will also be taken away from his heart, and leaving a trace like a sort of like a blister, as when an amber touches your foot and rises up a blister which has nothing inside. Then also mention about some other things, but it's very, very important that we understand what I'm talking about. You're talking about honesty that'll be ripped from the hearts of the people. Just a little bit at a time. May not happen all at once. You wake up in the morning, it's all gone. The way this hadith is explaining it is that a person will go to sleep with the honesty in them, wake up with a little bit of it taken away, go to sleep again with that little bit in his heart or her heart, and then they wake up the next morning and some of that will be taken away from them too. It will be nothing there. It will be like a blister with no substance in it at all. And so we don't want to be that individual. Be honest all the time. If you're Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because you're going to want people to be honest with you. You want people to be upright with you. You want people to be trustworthy when it comes to you and dealing with you. So don't they deserve the same thing? Why don't you also be honest with them? Be trustworthy with them. Have good, truthful speech with them. And perhaps they will learn from you and give you what you're giving to them. If you are crooked with them, they may be crooked with you or may not be crooked with you. But the thing is, you be honest to the best of your ability. And if someone is dishonest with you, you ask Allah to help me to deal with whatever you lost. Whatever it is that they took away from you. Because normally when people are dishonest and they lie, that kind of thing, they take something away. Even if they just take your trust away. You know you're going to trust them again in the future because you just caught them in a lie. And you know they're lying by what they're saying. You already know the truth, but they're lying about what they're saying and refuse to move from that lie of what they're saying. They say one thing to the people, but they do another thing. And I'm not even going to label who does that a lot more than others. That's up to you to define who does that more in your life or around you than in comparison to others that are around you. So let's start today. Let's start today to be as honest as possible. And say you only have an honesty level of, say, for example, 80%. That means 20% you're dishonest. Then you go to Allah and you ask Allah to strengthen you in that other 20%. Maybe not at all at one time, the 20%. But maybe it might be 5% at a time, from 80, 85, 90, right to the end. Until you get 100% honest, and then you stay strong and stay stern when it comes to being honest and dealing with people in an honest way. The way you want to be dealt with. And not because you want to be dealt with that way. You just want to be honest. And upright with the people as you should be. And don't go to sleep. And then you have this dishonesty that forms in the middle of your heart. And then it's like a spot in your heart. Spots in your heart. And then you go back to sleep again. The next thing you wake back up. And then again, all the honesty that's left in you. It's gone. And so let me move on, my beautiful students, because my time is going to be a little bit short. And then it is also mentioned that when Allah wants, Prophet Muhammad said, when Allah wants to destroy a person, He takes away a modesty from him. He will only see him with the wrath of Allah upon him, and he will be hated by people. When you only see him with the wrath of Allah upon him and hated by the people, then honesty will be taken away from him. And when honesty is taken away from him, you will only see him as a tyrant who is called by such and such. When you only see him as a tyrant who is called such by others, then mercy will be taken away from him. And when mercy is taken away from him, you will only see him as rejected and accursed. And when you only see him as rejected and accursed, then the bond of Islam will be taken away from him. So there's a lot of things going on, but I won't get into all of them right now. But it's kind of, it manifests itself from being honest person to be a person who is a tyrant, to being a person that taking away mercy from the person, and then the person start rejecting, or you will see him as a rejected and a cursed individual. It's like these different forms as an individual. He goes from being a tyrant. Mice is taken away from him. Eyes is taken away from him. He goes from being a tyrant. Then he goes from that. His honesty taken away from him. And then he doesn't. He's not a merciful person. And also he rejecting a cursed person. And so I mean you all heard what I just read. And so it's a lot. So we have to be very, very careful about the individuals, because it can form in you. A person can lie so much, for example, until they're known as a liar, a dishonest person. And this is so true about many people. We have people that are around us that they don't know the truth. If it crashes to their face, they won't tell the truth. No matter how much you caught them doing something, they just won't tell the truth. And that's a person that you don't want to deal with that person anymore, or you've been hurt by this person so much. No matter what it is, it might be love, it might be you gave them some money, it might be you entrusted them with something, and so it might be the truth, family member or not family member, it doesn't matter. They can still hurt you, and honesty can be taken from that individual's heart. And mercy taken from their heart, and all these kind of things rejected by them, good being rejected by them, and then you only see them manifest into a bad individual, one you don't want to be around. It's a beautiful hadith that talks about different people, and how when you around a person that's selling perfume, then that what happened, that perfume gets on you. Either sin is in the air when they go away, or some of it gets on your clothing, or you buy some from it, some of the perfume or oil from them, because it just smells so good, and their character is so good, and you want to be around them, and you kind of miss them when you're not around them. I'm not even talking about someone that died. I'm talking about someone that just walked away, and you just have this good feeling about this individual. And you know when they speak, they're going to, and inshallah, God willing, they're going to tell the truth. But then you have the individual on the other side. Well, that's the one that, say, for example, and I'm not knocking anyone that works in around soot and that kind of thing. I'm not knocking you at all. It's honest work. And a person that's, for example, work in that kind of environment, and some of that dust or whatever gets on them. And it gets on them, and then whatever smell is there, it gets on them, and you're around them, so also it's going to get on you. The smell or the soot, whatever, is going to get on you. And so that's the same thing for their bad behavior. It may get on you, and you also don't want to be around an individual. Because you are uncomfortable with them. Because every time they speak, they lie. And so you don't want to be around that particular individual, because they're not honest with you when it comes to dealing with you. So be a far away. You're glad that they're going away because of the way that they are. But let me move on and say this last particular hadith, and that is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, "When honesty is lost, then wait for the hour." It was asked, "How will honesty be lost? Allah's messenger." He said, "When authority is given to those who do not deserve it, then wait for the hour." So this right here is just a warning to us to be careful. In America, we vote and other kind of things, and we also put people in their position, and whatever way they got in that position, they're in that position of leadership. And so I don't know how it is in other countries. Allah knows best, but you have a situation where a person is in authority that do not deserve to be in that authority. They honestly do not deserve to be in authority. And as it said, when honesty is lost, then wait for the hour. Then it was asked, "Prophet Muhammad, what do you mean by that?" And he said, "When the authority is given to those who do not deserve it, then wait for the hour So my beautiful students, please be honest. Be careful what you say and what you do. Correct people when they're dishonest. Let them know when you talk to me, please be straight up. Please be honest with me, because I'm going to be honest with you. I want to mention that you can get more information about Islam by going to whyislam.org. Also, you can find out more information about Islam and learn more about Islam on the International Online University, and also the American Open University. You get more educated about this particular topic. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class, and I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.